Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Anybody know the work of Kodak Black?
I've heard the name.
I'm familiar with the name, at least.
I knew the name, too, yeah.
Well, he got a pardon.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
I heard this interesting thing last night, because he pardoned Bannon, but he didn't pardon a lot of guys that wanted it. And I heard this, first of all, sent out a video. I was watching CNN Live yesterday, and some people were finding out they weren't going to get pardons because they had paid Trump's people a bunch of money. And the rumor was he was going to pardon Tiger King at the time. He didn't do it, did he?
No, he did not, even though Tiger King had a limo outside
waiting ready to go.
Yes.
So the rumor at the time was, and so the reporter, you'd recognize the guy, he's a White House correspondent for CNN, and he goes, in the words of a Trump supporter, and then he goes, if they pardon that dip S.
Really?
If they pardon that dip S, and they were talking about the Tiger King, and this guy says the whole word. And
good.
I'm like, oh, it's great. I rewound it. They're swearing more on TV now, on cable news, because they can.
Well, they can. Yeah.
And they're also letting you know what the story, letting you know what the explicative is. And this is what drives, we can't do it here, I get it, but. But cable news, you can do it, and we need. Sometimes you need the context.
Yeah,
you need the context. Like when Morning Joe the other week, he dropped the F bomb. He was just so mad. He said, "No, this deserves a big F bomb." And it ran here. Oh my god! Oh my god! This guy said "dip ass" on the air. I thought that was the best, and I shared it on. It's on Twitter. You want to check it out?
Because it's cable,
right?
You might notice the tone being dialed down.
Oh, I think so. Yeah, because there's a decent man and not a complete liar. That's a good point. The tone will be different.
But if the situation rises again, where
right.
the story
it needs the swear word
needs that
right.
Go for it. You're on cable
because I've seen these stories.
We're all big
before.
Boys.
You're right. I've seen these stories before where they don't hold the impact they would if you actually told us what the explicative was.
Yeah, whatever the story is.
Right.
Whatever the story.
Whatever
is.
Whatever it is.
Your cable news.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Right.
I'm an adult. I can handle it.
So he said, "Dip ass." Now I also heard another thing about this. One of the reasons I didn't even know this. Say, Craig, you and I are involved in some crime,
okay.
and I'm the President of the United States.
Okay,
and hypothetically.
I approved your crime.
Thank you.
And you're in the tight circle.
Right.
And you might be getting busted down the future, so I decide to pardon you. Well, if I pardon you, then you cannot plead the fifth because you're not being charged. They can't do anything to you. You can testify against me. I never knew that. Obviously, I'm not a lawyer. I saw that last night. So that makes sense. So
that makes perfect sense.
Why you don't pardon a lot of guys close to you that did bad things because they can't plead the fifth. That might be the reason none of his family was pardoned. Now, there was a constitutional thing about if he could pardon himself. But if he pardons any of his family, they can't plead the fifth. Now, his wife can never testify against him, but the kids could.
She might want to at some point.
Exactly. But, yeah, if you get the pardon, you can't plead the fifth in that crime, so you have to testify against the guy that might have actually pardoned you.
Can they force you to testify?
Nice.
Not if you plead the – no, if you – yeah, they can, yeah.
Okay.
Subpoenas, yeah.
Contempt.
Yeah. And you can't plead the fifth. Yeah.
Yeah, if there's no way to incriminate yourself, there's no Fifth Amendment.
Exactly, which I never knew. That made a lot of sense.
Upon reflection, it makes sense.
Right, yeah.
It does totally make sense, yeah.
But, again, we're not lawyers.
No.
And
nor attorneys.
And everyone's better for that.
Yeah. That's too much schooling.
Oh. Barely got by with my broadcasting degree.
Amen.
I'm guessing if I'd slept through half of law school, I wouldn't have graduated with honors still.
You'd have to get into law school, too.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah. And expensive.
Yeah. Talked to a guy that made it through law school and other school and stuff that was exceedingly boring.
Right.
And he says, turns out he has a very high tolerance for reading a really long time, really boring stuff.
Oh, because of that?
You have to.
You have to.
And comprehending then, or at least memorizing, you know?
Yeah. That's what he figured out.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, you have to have an attention span.
But it's good that you could recognize that and put it to use.
Right.
If you want to be a lawyer.
Well,
I think
he figured it out later.
Yeah.
That he was able to do that.
What are we talking about?
I think a lot of people figure that out too late.
Right.
That they don't have much of an attention span, and this lawyer and stuff ain't for me.
No. Right.
No.
Okay. The nuclear football.
Yeah, they can't hand it over because he's leaving today at 8.
Here's how it works. Ready for this?
An hour and 45 minutes.
No.
East Coast time, no.
Okay, whatever.
He's
leaving in 45 minutes.
Okay, the nuclear football. Here's how it's going down.
All right.
When Biden is sworn in at noon today, he is going to be getting a black leather briefcase that has the controls for the U.S. nuclear arsenal.
So it's a direct snap to him?
Basically.
Well, usually.
No, it usually is, but usually. Trump's leaving.
However, for the first time during the nuclear age, the outgoing president will not be handing the black leather case to the incoming president. Trump's going to be in Florida when Biden is sworn in, and Trump will have one of two nuclear footballs with him and will have sole authority to launch a nuclear strike until 1 second before noon.
Yeah, they're not going to lie.
Then a military aide with a second nuclear football will hand that authority over to President Biden once he's sworn in, and his briefcase will be the one that is then activated. So we kind of have two for a minute.
Did they have to make two because of this? They keep it extra because it's in case they lose one.
Absolutely.
There's got to be a backup somewhere.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Just for the record, they're not actual footballs.
No.
Be a lot cooler if they were.
It would be.
I'm just one guy with the football tucked high and tight everywhere.
Yeah. You think they could fashion something that looks like a football.
Like the old football phone or something like that. Yeah. Like that. That's what I was thinking. Like the football phone.
The football briefcase.
Yeah, exactly.
And then all the other Secret Service guys would be trying to punch it out every one in a while, just checking his ball security.
Checking his ball security.
That's what you're
God into. Forbid he fumbles it out the end zone.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Cool balls, dude.
It should at least look like a nuclear bomb with some laces on it.
Yeah. That's what it should look
painted
like.
Painted brown.
Right. Yeah, like one of those Nerf footballs with the tail on
it. The one that whistles?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Prosecutors claim that they have video footage of a 70-year-old woman trying to poison her husband. She's being accused of putting roach poison into her husband's coffee. He became ill but did not die during the incident. The New York Post reports the husband became suspicious of his food being tampered with in September, so apparently set up a camera. The woman now facing charges, including attempted assault in the second degree and criminal possession of a weapon in the fourth.
Oh, is this one of those slowly poison you to death kind of things?
I don't know. Maybe it just didn't work the first few times, and she's got to keep up in the dose.
She tired of his ass?
Yeah, I was going to say, what did he do?
Well, she is 70.
Yeah.
What did he do to deserve it?
Good point. She is tired of his ass.
Obviously.
If my wife's 70, I'll be 82. So, yeah, she'll be real tired.
And if she tries to poison you.
She will be tired of my ass.
You know.
Keep an eye out.
We won't tell.
If we're all still around, by the way, keep an eye out.
We'll understand.
If I start getting sick around 82, that's Becky's tired of me because she's only 70. I think she's thinking about that, too.
Yeah.
Already. Thinking, oh, damn it.
She's looking into that.
I forgot to do this math when we first got together, I think she was thinking.
Well, you know that story Craig did. What did she use?
Yeah, you were 24.
That was roach poison, Becky.
You mean he's always going to be 12 years older than me?
I was 24. Oh, you were 36. That wasn't a big deal.
I thought the preferred method of a wife offing her husband was the antifreeze margarita.
Well, that's certainly one
that's
way.
Classic.
Maybe
this
guy's not a drinker.
No. Oh, okay.
No, that was in this town. That was like an aunt. She tried to kill an aunt.
Yeah, that one's popped up in many places.
I've heard that more than once.
And I would drink that because I like margaritas.
Because a lot of antifreeze is the same color as margarita mix.
I think a lot of the preferred method is just bitch at him forever, and he just goes away.
Right.
Don't you think that's the most preferred method to get rid of a guy?
You need to talk about it?
No.
Whether they realize it or not, that turns out to be the preferred method.
That is the preferred method, just to give him crap.
It's more effective.
Yeah. I'm all talk.
Do you want to talk about it?
No, I'm fine now.
Don't worry, they'll get rid of beards, suppose.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.